the word. See, he's a man of his word. Had he not been here, he's still a man of his word. He would have told me why he wouldn't have been here. But see, we need to get back to where our word means something. When we handshake on it, it means something. It's a covenant. We need to think about what we're going to say before we say it. Because we don't mean it when we don't say it. Amen? Because that's the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Get your butt out of the way and go to Jesus. Because he's the way. Get your butt out of the way and go to him. Amen? He'll take you to, like how Joel Osteen says, he'll take you to places you never dreamed of before. If you can dream it, God can do it. He said, take the vision and write it down. I hadn't wrote nothing down. I need to get some writing going on. Because God said, make the vision clear. Write it down so that you can remember it. God knows it, but he needs you to say it. He needs you to say it. What do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do in your future? What kind of husband do you want? What kind of wife would you like to have? Tell God. He knows the one you need. And he's going to send you one when you declare it. He's going to send you the right one. Say, Lord, I need the right one. He'll have a job. She'll have a job. She'll know what she's going to do. Amen. She'll be pretty too. He'll be looking good. Part two, divine healing. Talk about, we pulled the scripture, Mark 7, 24, 30, talking about healing is the children's bread. Anybody hungry this morning? Facing something in your body you need touched? See, healing is the children's bread. You need to be hungry to hear the word about healing. Anything Jesus has is good, and we need to partake of it. It'd been awesome to be there standing on the seaside and hearing Jesus teach out of that boat, because when he got into the boat, you know, it's kind of like an amphitheater. You know, the water, your voice carries. Anybody raised up in the lake, went out fishing, those waters are nice, calm, and still. You get out there and you could holler across that lake and it just echoed. Your voice traveled. See, Jesus was smart. Man, people, he counted his words that he was going to say precious. They need to be heard. He was saying, these words need to be heard. Am I echoing out there? They need to hear. The word, every word that he said, he didn't say nothing unless the Father told him to say it. Yeah, yeah. So anytime you don't understand, well, why is God doing this? How did Jesus operate? He said only what the Father said. He was the express image of God. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Oppressed of the devil. If you're oppressed, depressed, it's of the devil. Right? It's not of God. This is easy. Easy to understand. Not hard. Concerning healing, you're going to hear faith, because faith is involved in everything that we receive from God. Remember I told you faith is just reaching out and having a positive response to what God has already done. And just receiving it by faith. Faith is just taking hold of that promise. Taking hold of it. Like a dog with a bone. Don't let go of it. What's our motto? You're going to have to help me now. Until I shall not be defeated, and I shall not quit, and I will not quit. Just like that dog with the bone. I'm going to get this sucker. Hang on to it. Since faith begins, if you don't know this, faith begins where the will of God is known. True Bible faith. Now you can have faith in all kinds of things, but Bible faith begins where the will of God is known. That's when things start happening, start working in your life that God says they would. It's when you believe, when it's the will of God and you believe it. That's where faith begins. We must establish that, the will of God in Scripture, and then be confident and have faith and exercise that it's going to happen. Jesus said in John chapter 8, 31 and 32. I'm going to go ahead and flip on over there. Because like I say, last week I didn't even get out of I just got the introduction and that was it. So, you know, I want you to hear what Jesus is saying. And for you to get those nets filled up, we might just need to stay in the book of John. I don't know. John chapter 8. verses 31. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, they believed. He didn't say these to those who didn't believe. See, Jesus, when he said something, he knew how somebody was going to react or not react. In other words, he knew that a lot of times by the gifts of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, he knew if you were rejecting him or receiving him. And all those that came to him and received him, they were filled. Something happened in their life. See, God's looking. He's not looking at your eyes and your ears. He's looking at the ears of your heart. And if you're honoring him and honoring his word, you better look out. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless you. Something's going to change in your life. That's when miracles happen. When you're down to your last penny and you don't know what to do and you give it to God, you better look out. There's a miracle getting ready to happen in your life. Because God's looking at your heart. Jesus said to those Jews who believed to him, If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Abiding. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Yes. See, it's not the truth that makes you free. It's the truth you know that makes you free. Do you know Jesus wants you healed? You got to go past believing to knowing it. In other words, when you say, before you even say it, you know you got it. That's how deep it needs to be. That this is the devil. See, that's you got to know. This is the devil. That's your key. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus knew that was not God speaking when he was being tempted. It was the devil. And there's only one place he needs to be. Behind you. Amen. Not in front, not beside. He needs to be behind you. So you tell him until. Until. Because you cannot be defeated, and I will not quit. Because Jesus is not a quitter. Right. You ain't either. Because you of his blood, his DNA. It's not in your DNA. You're not a quitter. You might feel like it sometimes, but you need to slap your flesh and say, shut up, flesh. I'm not going to slap my face this morning. Shut up. You are an overcomer. You are a healed person. Amen. That no is knowledge that has... That no right there in the Greek is a progress and an attainment. It is the recognition of truth by personal experience. By personal experience. You know him. You know him. You know how he is. You know this ain't God. See, that's how we determine, we make decisions. This ain't God. I know this ain't God. This is the devil. And you're going to get some truth. You can get set free. And they answered him, these Jews that believed, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. Jesus knew we were going to sin. And he knows that once you do it, you're a slave to it. And a slave does not abide in the house forever. Back in those days, you know, they had slaves. It was common. And that was in a house. And at a certain time, that slave was set free, was supposed to be set free. Unless that slave loved his master so much, and if he wanted to stay, they'd take an earring and pierce his nose and make him put a ring in his nose if he wanted to stay with his master. Boy, that's love right there. You're a good master. If your slave's wanting to stay with you. But this is the culture of the day. And he was saying this. Jesus was giving them something they could see so they could remember what he was saying. It goes deeper, right? This, he was talking about sin. You're a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son, say son, a son abides forever. Forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, go ahead. Go ahead on now. I'm free. Jesus is the son. You got to believe that. That's a part of our... In whom we have believed. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And in his house there's freedom. Freedom's house. Yes, praise God. If you're in Christ and Christ is in you, if I abide in him, if he abides in me, and the Father abides in Jesus, we abide in. Because the word will make you free. The truth will make you free. The truth will bring you healing. When you hear about Jesus and how he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, you know it's not God oppressing you, it's the devil. You're free. You're free from that sickness, and what you got to do is you got to, wherever you're wherever your boat is so you can declare something. It needs to be right there in your house. Just declare it. I'm free. Jesus has set me free. So faith then come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17 says. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, he didn't say try the word. It didn't work. I tried it, but it didn't work. No, you're not continuing. You're not in the until mode. You're in the I want it now mode. You're in the flesh mode. That's a good mode. That's what you're in. I want the flesh says I want it, and I want it now, Jesus. Well, that's good if it's healing, because it's your right. But if it's for something else, you got to watch how you're believing what you're saying, because God's working. But healing is your God-given, blood-bought right. You need it now. All the promises are now, but there's time frames and different things. Sometimes there's processes, but you have it, right? You have it. We don't try the word. We're not hearers. We are doers. We do the word. We don't try it. We do it. We just do it. And it does us. It does a work in us. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. You're disciplined. You are those that don't quit, and we will not be defeated. That's disciples. And you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But you need to keep hearing until. Keep hearing the word until. You hear the word today. When you get on the job site, if you can't hear it, pray in the Holy Ghost as you work. Underneath your breath. You ain't got to pray out loud. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. People say, I don't understand tongues. You don't need to understand it. You just need to believe it. Because you're speaking mysteries unto God. If you know a mystery, do you understand? See, if it's a mystery, you're not supposed to understand it, right? I know some things. I don't know some mystery. You don't know things. You're praying unto God. It's a mystery. T.O. Osborne quoted this. He said, it is impossible to boldly claim by faith a blessing which we are not sure God offers. Because the blessings of God can be claimed only where the will of God is known, trusted, and acted upon. It's impossible to boldly claim by faith a blessing which we are not sure God offers. Because the blessings of God can be claimed only where the will of God is known, trusted, and acted upon. In other words, if you're bold about it, you know something. That's what he's saying. It's impossible for us to boldly claim by faith. When you're bold, you know something. It's mine. He said it was mine. He died because he was going to declare it was mine. And I got it. It's mine. And when you boldly declare that, you believe it. And you will have it. You believe it, you will have it. Might not be there in the morning. Might not be in there evening. But it's on the way. It's coming. Until. 1 John 5, 14-15. You don't have to turn there. Kelsey read it this morning. And this is the confidence. This is the confidence that we have in Him. In Jesus. If we ask anything. Is that the end of it? No. According to His will. And I'd say testament. Last will and testament. The Old Testament was the first will. And the New Testament is the second will, we could say. Old and new. The new is better. Hebrews says it's better. Better promises. Amen. So if Jesus says the new is better, I've done away with the old. I've fulfilled the old. I want the new. I want the new one. That's where my confidence has got to be. If you stay in the old and you never get into the new, you're not going to have no confidence, because you don't understand God. See, it's two different covenants. That's where a lot of people are. I don't understand. They don't have no confidence, Jack, because they don't understand the new. You can't put new wine in an old wineskin bottle. We've talked about that. It'll burst it. But you got to put the new wine in the new skin. A new spirit man is on the inside of you. The old man, he can't handle that new wine. We can get drunk in that new wine. Y'all want to get drunk? You want to get drunk? In God, you need to get drunk. Lord, fill me with your new wine. The Holy Spirit is a representative of that new wine. You'll be intoxicated, but you'll know some things. I'm talking about in love. You'll be dizzy for Jesus. Falling in love with Him. And you don't have to have, you won't have a hangover. You won't be hungover. But he'll hang over you. And He'll never let you go. Never let you go. Because He loves you. If you ask anything, I have confidence. We need to have confidence that anything we ask according to His will, according to healing, He hears. And if He hears, and we know that He hears, whatever we ask, we know that we have the right or the petition. If you want a petition, if you hear about all these people making petitions and picket signs, petition God. Petition, let Him hear your word. Lord, this nation is sinning. Lord, petition Him. He's the vindicator, not us. We don't use picket signs. We petition. We give Him His word. Father, You said You send rain on the just and the unjust. You know, sometimes we look at drought. Sin is a part of everything. If it ain't raining, there's sin in the land. But Lord, You said You send rain on the sinner and the one that's not sinning, Your children. So Lord, we're praying for those sinners right now. Forgive them, Lord, because they're sinners. And they've been saying some things and doing some things, and it's causing a curse in the earth. But Jesus, You became a curse for me. This is what the New Covenant says, that I won't have to live underneath that curse. So thank You for the rain. The plentiness. I hear the abundance of rain. Spiritual and physical. I like the rain that I can see, and I like the Holy Spirit, the rain of the Holy Spirit that I can't see. That's going to make God's Word, going to make harvest come into my life. Healing. Healing arising in your body. God answers His prayers. He answered your prayers, those petitions that we desired of Him. That's how faith begins. Just knows, Lord, that's how it begins. It begins where the will of God is known. You got to know what you're saying, because he's not a liar. He's not going to give you something that ain't the truth. But if it's the truth, you can count on it. You can count on Him. Have confidence in Him. And healing is the children's bread. It is the children's bread. Come to the table. Eat. Partake of His bread. How do we learn God's will? Three particular ways right here we learn God's will. I could probably give you a little pop quiz and you'd probably get all three of them. One way is the Word, the written Word, the Scripture. 2 Timothy 3:16, 17 says, all Scripture. Now He says all, that's from front to back. That's Old Covenant and New Covenant. We're not saying the Old Covenant is bad. We're saying it's been fulfilled. We can still learn. There's examples we can learn from the Old Covenant, right? Because it says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. I believe this is God's book. He used men that was breathed on, inspired by the Holy Ghost that wrote this book. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction. You want to correct? You don't want to know how to correct somebody? It's in the book. Correct them, the right way to correct them. If this was in our, and Jack's taking this to the correction facilities. Correction, oh, this is a good way to correct those ones that need to be corrected, Jack. How am I in this place? How did I get here? I got your answer. It's in a book. It's in our heart. We take it in there and we hide that word in our heart that we might not sin and also help others not to sin. This is why you're in this place. This is why you're here, because you didn't know God's will for your life. You thought you did, but that was the god of this world, the little g. That was the devil. Got you confused and got you in this place. But there's no prison. There's no gates in heaven. All the gates are open. All you got to do is come into Jesus' house, and you might be in this jail cell, but you're free. Because the Son says you're free. Yeah. Even in prison, you can be free. That the man of God, all the Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, and correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be... Now, he's just not talking about the preacher. He's talking about you, man and woman of God. Disciples. That the man of God may be perfect. That means mature. Furnished unto all good works. All good works. Ladies, When you buy a brand new house, what kind of furniture you like to have in there? None? Well, you like to have that house furnished. What kind of furniture you like? You getting a picture of what you like in your house? God likes good things in His house. It says right here that man might be thoroughly furnished unto good. He likes good works in his house. That's what God likes in His house, doing things good. Good things. He's got good things for us. How to learn God's will? By the Scripture. Number two, the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of you. John 14:26. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Say Holy Ghost. Which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father, it says, will send, but He has sent. Because we're after Pentecost. The day of Pentecost, He was sent. If He's sent, He went. Where did He went? He went in me. Into the church. Day of Pentecost, He came inside the believer. You're inside minded. Did y'all know that? If you're looking for the answer, you need to look on the inside, not on the outside. Because the answer's on the inside. It's on the inside of you and the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost says, I don't say nothing unless I hear Jesus. When you ask the Father, when you pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, He tells the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost tells you. We're not hearing with these ears. We've got to hear with these ears on the inside. Amen. And a lot of times it ain't going to satisfy what these ears are hearing. That ain't what I wanted to hear. I know. It's what God wanted you to hear. These are called paddles. Sometimes you just don't need to be paddling your boat. You need to be being still in your boat and letting the water take you. Let the wind of God. Let the wind of God. Let the wind of God drive your sail on your boat where you need to go. Amen? You might just need to stay right there. But let Him take you north, south, east, or west. If you're looking for a decision, you're making a decision right now. What you got to do, where you're going to go. You need to look to the inside right now. You need to look to the inside and ask for God, blow me where you need me to go. Let the Holy Spirit guide me. He's your guide. He's your comforter. The Comforter, whom the Father has sent in the name of Jesus, He shall teach you all things. You say, I don't like teaching. I'm sorry, He's a teacher. He likes to teach. I like to teach. God's called me to teach faith. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Your remembrance. I like to say remembrance. That's your brain. That's where you remember. But you got to put something in the remembrance for you to remember. You got to put something in that brain. Right? Whatsoever I have said to you. Whatever He said to you. He'll bring back to your remembrance when you need to hear it. To be taught, you got to go to class. Amen? You got to show up for class. You got to come to church. Not all the time is teaching, but Jesus pretty much taught more than He preached. Because you've just got to. Some things it takes deeper things for you to understand before you can get out of that situation. He taught them saying, Amen, done such and such. He made a parable. Not all teachers are from God, though. In the Scripture it says, beware of false teachers. Am I right? Book of Ephesians, is it Ephesians? Well, it's in there. Paul warned Timothy, beware of false teachers who come in trying to say, where's your confidence? You're putting confidence in Jesus. He's already come. He's not coming back. Liar. Liar. Pants on fire. That's the devil. That ain't what Jesus said. He says, I'm coming back. Amen. Has He came back yet? But that doesn't mean He ain't coming. He's coming. And we coming with Him if we believe. With 10,000s and thousands and thousands of His saints. Somebody talked about the book of Revelation. I'm going to get in there and study a little bit. Jesus is God revealed to us in the earth. The book of Revelation is just Jesus revealed to us. And revealing to John some things that are going to happen. So if I don't know everything in the book of Revelation, I know Jesus. And He says, if you seek me with your whole heart, you'll find me. and I'll show you things to come. I'll show you things to come. Well, He's coming. Jesus is coming. So whether I go before He comes or I'm here as He's coming, I don't care, but I know He's coming. And He's coming for me. He's coming for me. And all I know is I look as tribulation and all these things that's going to happen, He calls me His bride. I said He calls the church His bride. And I've never seen Jesus be ugly to His wife. Never. So I don't think her gown's going to be spotted with great tribulation. I said great tribulation. I think He's taking her bride up. The devil's going to have no place with the bride of Christ. Amen. Only place I remember talking about at the marriage supper of the Lamb is where I'm going to be. We're going to have a supper time. He's going to say, supper time. We're going up. Because the angel is going to shout from heaven. The archangel. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. If I'm not dead, I'm second. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to preach that one. The dead in Christ shall rise first, but if I ain't dead, I'm second. And then those that shall remain, that's what it says, shall be caught up. Jesus likes to fish. I'm a fish for Jesus. Catch me, Lord. I'm going to be caught up. Reel me in, Jesus. Reel me in. I ain't going to be a biggest fish as I am now. I'm going to lose some weight, but reel me in. Reel me in. Get me out of here. Because it talks about in the Revelation, they start seeing all this stuff happening. The people that are down here, they're saying, let the rocks fall on us. Let the mountains fall on us. Hide us from the one that sits on the throne. See, they've been denying Him, but now He's coming. And they're like, I remember what them Christians said. He's sitting on the throne. They're trying to let the rocks fall on us. We're not in that crowd. Torment or fear. See, they're in fear. And that ain't God. Hallelujah. That's just a little taste of Revelation. I hadn't been in there. I hadn't preached it. But how do we learn God's will? Number one, by the Scripture, by the written Word of God. Number two, Holy Spirit. Where is He? Where is He? Right. Look down. When we pray, we usually bow our head. He's right here, right in the middle. He's in your heart. He's in your spirit. He's in your innermost being. He's in you. The Spirit of Christ is in you. What would you have me to do today, Lord? Be still. Okay, I'm good at that. Be still. Okay, Lord, is that long enough? And when God says be still, you better be ready to be still. He's getting ready to pour something in you. And once He gets done, you ain't going to be still. But be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. That small, still voice is the one that shows you something. But for you to hear that small, still voice, you got to shut this old mind, all this noise that's going on, all these songs, all these things that's recording and playing in your mind. You got to get still. Be still. He means shut that mind off. And let that mind that was in Christ Jesus that's in you, let that mind be in you. Let that mind, the mind of Christ, which said, Father, not my will, but Your will be done today. I've got my hand up. I'm guilty. Lord, sorry, I didn't do what You wanted. I did what I wanted today. Not my will, Lord, but Your will be done today. We ain't going to get off the first page. Thank You, Jesus. I've been listening to Keith Moore too long. I think he makes notes, and I don't know if he ever uses them. But you know what he's relying on? He's relying on the Holy Ghost and some Holy Ghost teaching he's had to where I'd rather know what Jesus has to say and how He would do it and what I even think about would be doing. And that's just working with God. We're partners with God. He works with us. And there's some things, now you're hearing some things today. These are not my words, these are God's words. This is God breathed this morning. Three ways, we're going to finish the three ways of learning God's will. What's the first one? What's the second one? Holy Spirit. The third, ministry gifts. I am a gift to You. Don't take that arrogantly. God called me. I ran. But he kept calling. I ran, and he kept calling, and he finally caught me. He caught me. I said, he's trying to catch you too. What are you running from? What are you running from? Turn around and let him give you a big old bear hug. He'll catch you. And whatever you was chasing, listen to this, whatever you were chasing, you'll get it. Let him give it to you. Whatever you were chasing, put him first. Because the Bible says, Jesus said, they said, Lord, we've left all to follow you. What are we going to get, Lord? We've left all. And he said, you have not left houses, lands, mother, father, sons, daughters, anything that you will not have in this lifetime 100 times, I'll say better, better in this life and in eternal life to come. You get the pie and you get to eat it too. That apple pie we talked about last week. You get the pie and you get to eat it too. If you do it his way. He's the pie maker. You can eat the whole pie, but if you know the pie maker, there's always one in the oven. One in the oven, Shannon. I like ice cream on my pie. One in the oven, it'll melt. Uh-huh. See, he's the pie maker. He's the pie maker. The third way to learn God's will is by the ministry gifts. And also, and this is in Ephesians 4, 11, 13, a couple other places in the Bible. It says, and he gave some, Jesus gave as he left this earth, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. Four. I'm here for to help perfect the saints, to mature you up in the word. That takes teaching. Can't get around teaching. Because if I don't teach you something, you'll go out of here and what did he say? But if I can teach you something, you go out of here, I know what he said. He said it 20 times. See, that's teaching. He said it 20 times. Well, guess what? The devil's coming. And when he gets there, yeah, you'll just say it. Because you know it. Are you listening? It'll just come out of you. When the pressure of life squeezes you, it won't be grape juice coming out. It'll be the Word of God coming out. And that's more precious than gold and silver. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. That'll save you a doctor bill. That'll save you a heartbreak. Jesus came to save you. He's your Savior, right? Amen. What do you need saved from? He's all that and more. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Did I say all them sums? He gave sums for the perfecting, the maturing of the saints. Are you a saint? Come on, give me a smile. I need some smile out there, saints. You some saints. You might not feel like you ain't. I ain't all that saint. Yes, you are. He said you are. For the work of the ministry, there's some work that needs to be done, saints. I need some help. I need some help out there. Jesus, don't look at me. Jesus needs help. Let me say it that way. For the work of the ministry, this is why he gave those gifts, to perfect you, to mature you, so you can go out and do the work of the ministry and do a good work. It's a good work. It's a good work sending you out. You're going to be praying for people that are battling sicknesses in their body. You're going to pray for people and they're going to get healed. You're going to see miraculous things happen, Cindy. Now, this is God saying. This is God breathed. Don't think you got to do this. You got to know all this. The one step one, two, three, four. No, you know him. You know Jesus. And he backs up his word. So you speak it, he'll back it up. So just be looking for those opportunities. Don't walk by it. If you do, say, Lord, forgive me. I walked by it. Bring them back by. But be looking. He's going to use you. You and Cecil. Together. That means both of you are going to be together. Amen. For a long time, Cecil. Long. God's long suffering. Y'all going to suffer together a long time. Marriage sometimes is suffering, ain't it, Cecil? It's good. I'm not talking about, we know what suffering we're talking about. It's your time to wash the dishes. That's suffering. You got to suffer long. That's a good word this morning. You're going to live long together. Suffer for Christ. Suffer to do the work. You can take that word to suffer means to do it. Suffer to do it. Do the work that He's called us to do. Till we all. Shannon, you could write a song right there. Till we all come into the unity of the faith. That's a song. Till we all come into the unity of the faith. We all need to be singing that same song. The unity of the faith. Unity. And of the knowledge of the Son of God. I know Jesus. I can have unity with the Catholics, with the Baptists, with the Presbyterians. I can have unity. It means I'm not going to agree on everything, but I can have unity. We know Jesus. We know Jesus. That's what it talks about, unity of the faith and of the knowledge of Him. If they know Jesus, we got something in common. We can sing that song. Our motto is, until. Until I shall not be defeated, and I will not quit until He calls me home. Amen. We're going to sing the victor song. Amen. The blood of Jesus keeps us marching on. There's my song, the victory song. We all going to sing that song because the blood keeps us marching on. There's your three, and we're going to end right there. And we might finish this series next year. That's not far. It's not long. Until. I'll say until. We don't finish. We just unhook until. So if you want to hear the rest of the series, you got to come back next week. Or you know our website, but I'd rather have you here. If you're supposed to be here, there's no other place you'd rather be than here. No other place I'd rather be than right in the center of God's will. That's where you need to be. Whatever you got to do to get there, and whatever you got to do to stay there, until. Amen. You've heard something today. You're going to be out of here. I remember until. You're going to remember until today. Until we get to where we're going. Until. Abraham was a man of until. Was he not, Tammy? I'm on a journey until. I'm on a journey. They asked him, where are you going? Until. Up until. Where's that at? Until I get there. And when I get there, God says, I'll let you know. You're there. Did he ever get there? He got to a lot of places, but he never got there in this earth. He said, I'm looking for a city. He said, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. He never got there. But oh, where is he now? He never got there here, but he got there. Right? Until. He kept on walking. Kept on talking. Kept on saying what God said. Make a covenant. Whatever God said, do, he did. And he also did what his wife said to do sometime. That got him in trouble at one time, but got Sarah laughing. Got Isaac here. That laughter got Isaac here. But God, he loves us through it all, right? Through it all. He looks at our imperfections and he sees the blood of Jesus. Through it all. Through it all. Amen. Hallelujah.